You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for one more, another Monday to be here to pray. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. It's our theme, but the theme for the season is Stand Out, and the scripture is Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Today, before we continue, we are praying that the Lord order the steps of all members in his word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over any member in the name of Jesus. Now we've been studying on let the blessing lead the way, benefits of the, and under which we'll be looking at benefits of the Lord's leading. Today, I believe, is the ninth encounter. Our opening scripture has been Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. These two verses: Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, in recapping, we have looked at some of the benefits: undeniable victory from Psalm 23 verse 5, where we learned about enemies being part of God's plan and that favor attracts enemies. We also learned that enemies are not to be loved. Enemies are not to be hated, but rather to be loved, from Proverbs chapter 21 verse 12. And we also learned that the fight is not carnal but spiritual. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, for we wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay, so in zooming into studying on enemies whom we are supposed to love, we are doing so under the point undeniable victory. Undeniable victory. And who do we contend against? We contend against enemies. And one of the blessings or one of the benefits of the Lord's leading is undeniable victory. However, in manifesting that, we need to understand the terrain, and that is why we have been looking at enemies and dealing with them the right way. Now, in looking at what is the nature of an enemy, we looked at Psalm 37 verse 32, and then Proverbs chapter 12 verse 10, a righteous man regarded the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel, so that we know which entities to deal with as enemies, how to deal with them. And we continue, what is the nature of an enemy? Looking at scripture, Proverbs 12 verse 5, it says, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. So it makes you know the description of who or which enemies we are dealing with. And one of the descriptions of an enemy is their counsels are always deceitful. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 12. The wicked desire the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. So you see the behavior of the wicked here, desiring the net of evil men. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So it's in the nature of the wicked to always flee or attempt to flee even when no man is pursuing them. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear it through, the people mourn. So whenever you find the masses suffering, it means that there's a problem. It is not the righteous in charge, but the wicked. The self-seeking, greedy, wicked, who will not think about others. They make the people mourn. They make the people mourn. Now, let's understand God's plan for us versus an enemy. In Genesis 12, 3, we see the Lord say that, I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse them him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. God's desire for the righteous is blessing, that we be blessed and never cursed. It is never God's intention for the righteous ever to be cursed. Now, in Psalm 7, verse 11, it says, God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. So you see God's anger with the wicked. He says we should love them, but he knows how he deals with the wicked. He's angry with them every day. Now, Psalm 37, verse 17, it says, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. So the righteous are always saved from their arms being broken. They are always saved from their arms being broken. While the arms of the wicked are broken, the Lord upholdeth the righteous. That's what we see in the Psalm that he said that, for he will cause his angels to have charge, to keep charge over us, that will not hit our feet against a rock. It's the Lord himself that upholds the righteous. The Lord will uphold you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All the horns of the wicked also I will cut off. Psalm 75 verse 10. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. The horn of the righteous shall be exalted, but the horn of the wicked, the Lord himself, he will cut off. Today, we don't have the time to look into the interpretation of what horns are, but basically, you should understand that the horn of the righteous will be exalted, whilst that of the wicked will be cut off. Now, the fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. So this is where we find the scripture, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Before that, Proverbs 10:24 says, the fear of the wicked shall come upon him. Now, Proverbs 10:3, the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. So the righteous will never be in want or never hunger, because the Lord himself is our provider. Now, Proverbs 13:9, the light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Wow. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord, Proverbs 10:30, the righteous shall never be removed, But the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. That is serious. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, far from the wicked. But the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. And that's why you won't have to even pray so much, but the Lord will hear you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The wicked is driven, that we move to the next one, Proverbs 14:32. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. That's where we find eternal life. Now, Proverbs 21, verse 18, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous. And the righteous and the transgressor for the upright. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the transgressor for the upright, meaning that the wicked shall perish or shall be sacrificed for the sake of the righteous. The wicked shall be sacrificed for the sake of the righteous. For the good of the righteous, the wicked will be taken in custody or be sacrificed, all for the sake. It's like everything is for the benefit of the righteous. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Proverbs 10:28, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness and see, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Say after me, my hope shall be gladness.
My hope shall be gladness.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And then we have our last two scriptures. Proverbs 11:31. It says, behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. So we find here the promises of God being made manifest unto the righteous right here on earth for each one that applies. And you see, you find the wicked. Says that the wicked also shall be recompensed according to their wickedness in the earth. Now, Proverbs 11:8, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked rather cometh in his stead. Anything that the enemy has purposed or the wicked have purposed for our lives, we escape from them all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And they rather fall in the stead of the righteous in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, you see all these promises and these scriptures applicable to the righteous. All these benefits are applicable to the righteous. And when you say the righteous are those who have been washed by the blood of Christ Jesus, those who have been redeemed from the world. Today, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I introduce you to, or I invite you to do so, that you would give your life to Christ Jesus. 2,000 years ago, died for man. He died, he shed his precious blood for our sake, that through his sacrifice, we be redeemed from death, and we be raised from death, even into eternal life, having access to eternal life and being moved into a position of dominion, which we lost in the beginning through disobedience. So today, just say this short prayer after me, declaring the Lord Jesus over the Lord Jesus, Lord over your life, and your life shall never be the same. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before your throne today. Please have mercy upon me. Today, I turn away from my wicked ways. I repent from my sins. And Lord, I turn to you. Thou Lord, please forgive me. Cleanse me with your blood and make me your child. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please let's pray. Thank you, Father in heaven.
Thank you, Father in heaven.
For your love bestowed on me.
For your love bestowed on me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for the sacrifice you made for me.
Thank you for the sacrifice you made.
And for daily making intercession for me.
And for daily making intercession.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I humbly ask that you ignite my heart.
I humbly ask that you ignite my heart.
With godly love.
With godly love.
And to extend this love to others, including my enemies.
And to extend this love to others, including my enemies.
And to wage war in the spirit by understanding.
And
and to wage war in the spirit by understanding.
Manifest your promises in my life in the name of Jesus.
Manifest your promises in my life in the name of Jesus.
Every promise you have purpose for the righteous.
Every promise you have purpose for the righteous.
I lay hold to it right now in the name of Jesus.
I lay hold to it right now in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. For these scriptures that Lord in you have declared. Lord, these promises, Lord, we lay hold to them in the name of Jesus. That the wicked be held ransom for the righteous, Lord. That you bless them that bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. That the righteous deliver out of all his troubles in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every promise, Lord. We lay hold, we lay hold. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Have we
prayed?
Let's sing a song of worship to the Lord.
In Shira, Shira Kano. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.